The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
Hey, Jen and Grant, I feel like people are trying to vaccinate me wherever I go, even when I'm at home watching my favorite TV show. A shot for my dog and my wife? What do you mean I'm going to need a shot for the rest of my life?
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Thursday here on The Morning Answer, now live streaming at am870theanswer.com. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And, gosh, I hate to start the hour, especially when we want to celebrate. We're almost at the weekend. Another attack on the metro in Los Angeles. This is the second one we've talked about in the same amount of days. This one close to my office, where I spend my days in Woodland Hills. A metro bus driver is hospitalized in critical condition after he was stabbed several times in Woodland Hills. The search for the suspect still underway. It was reported yesterday, 5:20 in the afternoon near the bus stop at Topanga Canyon Boulevard and Irwin Street. Officers rushed to the scene after receiving a call about an assault with a deadly weapon. According to the police, the suspect got on the bus, got into a verbal argument with the driver. The bus driver and the suspect exited the bus and continued the argument, at which time the suspect produced a knife and stabbed the bus driver multiple times. The driver has not yet been identified by police, but he underwent surgery at Northridge Hospital Medical Center. He's in critical condition. The suspect was seen running eastbound on Irwin from Topanga. He's 21 years old, white male with blonde curly hair. Police say he's 6 feet tall with a thin build and was seen wearing a red shirt and black pants alongside a black backpack. Now, the metro buses have cameras, so police were able to track the suspect with the cameras, but they released the photos to see if anybody has any information on him.
Craziness nonstop, isn't it?
Well, and get this. So the mayor, so Karen Bass, gets involved with all this, who, by the way, is very much helping perpetuate the problem. She didn't start this, but she is helping advance it because she's continuing with this ridiculous idea about, you know, community ambassadors on the subways and on the trains. She's cut ties with the sheriff's department in a multitude of ways. They don't believe in policing. They don't believe in punishment for crime. They don't believe in law and order. But Karen Bass marches herself over to Northridge Hospital to check on the victim. She says this, quote, "This heinous act of violence is horrific, and the harm done to one of our metro drivers is tragic. I join the entire city family and praying for him tonight, and my heart also goes out to his family," end quote. Now, I'd like to say something here because, Grant, you know that when we say thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, people are attacked when it is an instance of gun violence. This is exactly what you're getting from this hypocrite mayor of ours, Karen Bass, who is saying she's praying for him tonight. You know what, Mayor? You can do more than just pray. You can actually bring law and order back to Los Angeles. You have the power. You're in the position to do it. Maybe the only one of us who really can. So stop with the pandering. And I appreciate you visiting the guy. But let's get serious about cleaning up Los Angeles because it's lost.
Yeah. Now, think about if you're a metro driver, too.
Yeah.
Like, at least if you're a subway, what do they call them? A subway captain?
Conductor or whatever.
Conductor.
Yeah.
No, not a conductor, because a conductor
is a train.
A subway. What do they call them? How do we not know what they call the people that drive the train? An engineer?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
But they're locked away. They've kind of got their own little space.
But if you're a bus driver, you're out there in the middle.
A train driver. Thank you, Daniel.
A train driver. I don't think that is what it is.
Grant, the word you're looking for is driver.
You got a captain of a plane. You got a bus driver.
I'm right when I think it's a conductor because it's a train.
It's not a conductor. The conductor takes the tickets. It's an engineer, probably. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I can't believe we don't know this. This is like nursery school.
You should give somebody a $5 gift card to Starbucks that they call and tell you what the word is.
Do you know what it is? Operator. Did you Google it?
It's operator. Subway operator.
A subway operator?
Yeah. Conductor also.
Not a conductor.
Look,
a conductor
YouTube
is
says
who
I make
the tickets. I'm telling you right now.
I make $86,000 a year as a subway conductor in New York City.
Yes, a
train
conductor.
Operator.
Conductor takes the tickets.
Subway driver. I guess it's a multitude of things.
I think it's an engineer.
It's okay.
I think. Dan, the phone man, are you working on this?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. The consensus seems to be operator or driver.
It's not a driver. You're not a train driver.
Anyway, let's get on with it.
Okay. Well, now I forgot what I was going to say.
You said it's
the subway guy gets to be in a little box. Okay? The bus driver, you're out in the open with your back to all of these Looney Tunes on your bus.
You have to be brave to be a bus driver in LA.
They ought to let bus drivers carry.
Or, give them, at least a steel wall behind their seat so someone can't come and stab them in the back.
But then how do you see out the rear view mirror?
Like they look. Have you driven behind a bus? Come on.
You know, you also have the cameras now.
They're bigger than the rest of us, so they just drive. They just drive forward.
Yeah. Sometimes they gotta, you hear the beeping. That's the backup sound.
Yeah. Do you know what always scares me when you have, this is way far off the tracks, but when, somebody has a minivan and then they have the beeper that goes off when they're backing up. You want to get out of the way because that's not a good driver. Anybody who feels the need on a personal vehicle to have the beeper.
Nobody has that on a personal
vehicle.
Oh my
God. Yes, they do. Yes,
no,
they do.
Don't.
Look at Hot Chocolate Jose knows. He's giving you giving me the thumbs up. They absolutely do.
All right.
I promise.
If they did, they're janky and they bought that. They bought that vehicle at auction and it was a commercial
vehicle.
There
was a lady that goes to my church and she has one of those things. She backs that thing up. And literally when I hear it, I hit the bricks because I know that she has that thing for a reason because it means she can't turn her neck. She's not looking behind her and she's just going to go. No, you have to know these people. They have the beep, beep, beep on their personal minivan.
So
bad.
I often will have a beep, beep, beep sound that plays when somebody's getting up in my girl's grill.
Oh, good golly. It's always got to be weird with you.
I'll play the beep, beep, beep sound. And I say, you hear that sound? Somebody better be backing the F up.
Oh, God. All right.
Right.
So Ron DeSantis joins a very crowded Republican field already with Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, Larry Elder, Nikki Haley. We expect Mike Pence to be in either this week or next, and Chris Christie as well. Tim Scott's in the race. Gabe and Encino, what did you think of Ron DeSantis' big announcement yesterday? Hello, Gabe.
Gabe.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It wasn't as good as supposed to be. I don't know who's managing his campaign, but, man, they should have done a double whammy. Go on TV, live TV, and the internet at the same time,
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you play a little bit, Dan, our favorite part? Do, 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 do. Okay, keep going, Gabe. I know. There should have been something more, right?
Do, 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 do. Yeah, I know. Okay. It's one of those. me personally, who I'm voting for, but
who?
Hey, I got to give it to him. He should have went live TV. They should have went live TV. I mean, if you're claiming that kind of following in Florida, show it.
And if you did a rally, this is where DeSantis misses it. And this is where he's just a little underseasoned. He's like a steak on the grill where you just want to cook him a little bit longer. Because he's good.
Yeah.
The meat's there. It's going to be good. But he just needs a little more charring. And that is, if he were in front of people, Fox News would have picked it up. Newsmax would have picked
it up. Personally, I would have waited CNN until 28 if I was him. I would have waited until 28 if I was him. I don't know why he got in 24.
If he
got in 28, that would have been a very strategic move.
It would be like the king coming home. Absolutely. The king coming to his coronation. Gabe, thanks so much for the phone call. Grant?
I would just like to say I was correct when it comes to a locomotive. They're called engineers. The locomotive engineer. That's who drives.
But
drives
a subway
it.
Is not a locomotive.
I understand that. But it was still a train style. So for a subway, it seems to be the consensus is operator.
I'm going to give you a little hint
operator. A train operator. What is that? What is that? I can't read it when you're moving it like that.
Will you do your Midas Gold spot, please?
Yes, of course. But I have more important things to do when making sure that everybody knows I'm right.
Nothing is more important than protecting your financial future.
Well, that's true. I'll tell you what. When it comes to protecting your financial future on a train, don't put your faith in the engineer. Call the guys over at Midas Gold. No joke. China, Russia, India, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, all using their own currency, not U.S. dollars. We got rising interest rates going through the roof. The stock market is down. We got a budget deal that we cannot get through. The debt ceiling's about to be blown through. The end of cash is almost here. What are you going to do?
Other than that, it's great.
We got the central bank that's offering up a digital currency designed for one reason and one reason only, to steal your money, to track your savings and spending and everything. Gold, they can't do that. They can't track commodities in a safe. So what do? Put some money into gold. The end of financial privacy is just about upon us. So add currency to your portfolio in the form of gold. MidasGoldGroup.com. They can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. 805-601-6000. 805-601-6000. MidasGoldGroup.com.
And check it out. 805-601-6000. As we continue, we'll be joined by Congressman Mike Garcia with an update on a brand new piece of legislation, all in an effort to protect people against fentanyl overdoses and, of course, all of the drugs pouring into the country. Congressman Mike Garcia joins us as your Thursday Morning Answer continues.
Canceling the cancel culture. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us on your Thursday Morning Answer. We call it Practice Friday around these parts. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
The music means it's time to welcome into the program our buddy Congressman Mike Garcia is here. Give him a follow right now at Rep. Mike Garcia. He represents California's 27th Congressional District. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Are you hanging in there? It seems like this this debt ceiling thing going back and forth, and Joe Biden is so concerned that he's going on vacation to the beach this weekend.
Yeah, this is after his trip to Asia last week in the thick of things and about 100 days of not wanting to talk about this problem, and now he's heading to the beach. So
it's amazing. I'm sure there'll be some good talking happening.
I'm very concerned. Yeah, no, I'm very concerned. I did meet the head negotiator for the White House 2 days ago, spent some time with her, and she's intelligent, but in her words, they've already lost. If you recall, for 60, 70 days, the White House has been saying they're not going to negotiate. They're not going to negotiate. They want a clean debt ceiling, and they're negotiating now. So they've already lost. At this point, it's just we've got to get them to do what's right for the country, and it's cutting the spending. We can't continue to spend out of control like we have been.
Yeah, so we were talking to Stephen Moore. I've been saying Janet Yellen should show us the numbers, show us the revenue streams, show us the spending, open up America's QuickBooks, yep. Because I'm not sure this June 1 date is even real.
It would be an amazing coincidence if this was the one time she and this administration were right in their projections, right? This is not the date. I got a feeling, miraculously, this date's going to change here. They're using voodoo dolls and Ouija boards and chicken bones to come up with some of these strategies. And there's going to be a massive cash infusion in the middle of June to the federal government receipts. So we'll see. I think the president's in a very difficult situation right now. That if the country does default on its debt, it's on the hands of the president. We have passed a debt ceiling bill, and it does require some behavioral changes. But these are very popular behavioral changes with the American voters. So the president's in a difficult position, and we'll see if Janet Yellen changes the date. If I was a betting man, I would say she is. And it's just a matter of a couple days here until we find out.
I think you don't even need a crystal ball probably for that prediction, for sure. But I do want to talk about something that you have been working, as President Trump would say, very heavily on, Congressman, which is the H.R. 467. You're an original co-sponsor of that bill, the HALT Fentanyl Act. Tell us about this because it's so important. This is one of those issues. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's just important for us to be concerned with.
And testimony of that is about a third to maybe a half of the Democrats ended up voting for it today. And hearing the arguments against this bill were wild, but even the Democrats, for the most part, aren't totally insane. So what this does is it basically permanently makes fentanyl and fentanyl analogs, meaning the derivatives like the pills we're seeing coming through the southern border out of Mexico with Chinese precursors, it makes these things permanently a class or Schedule I drug, just like heroin is. And what that does is it changes the quantities required to get charged with federal felonies for trafficking, for instance, so that we can actually hold the dealers accountable. And the dealers go away for twice as long into prison when they're convicted for trafficking a Schedule One drug versus a Schedule Two drug. So this is very important because fentanyl right now, if it's left on its own, will be classified as a Schedule Two drug. And it's bad nationwide, but it's especially bad in L.A. County, for instance, where you have Gascon, who doesn't charge dealers that are dealing things like fentanyl right now. So one of our only recourses is to get it to be a Schedule One drug, have the dealers, the traffickers, treated like heroin traffickers, and they actually go away for 10 years up to 20 years when it's a Schedule One drug. So and it allows us to have a federal recourse and not be completely reliant on Gascon for filing these charges. So it's very important. It passed the House. I got a feeling it's going to pass the Senate. And we'll see what the president does. I think this is going to be one of the ones that he's compelled to do. It's all about security. It should be a bipartisan issue.
Well, the brilliance of it is it puts them on record, mm-hmm. and it shows their real intentions. If they vote against it, the American people really have to ask why. Because as you mentioned, it would seem to me that it would be a bipartisan bill with anyone with common sense, unless you're actively trying to sabotage America.
Right. And the only argument I heard yesterday on the floor when we were debating this, I was part of those debates, was that this bill is racist because it goes after people of color. And the point I made in my remarks was, look, if you don't want to go to jail, don't sell fentanyl, don't poison our kids, don't kill our kids, and you don't go to jail. This isn't racist. This is protecting our society of all people of all colors. And that was literally the only argument they had against it. But you'd be surprised. We'll get the final vote count here. But the total number of Democrats who voted against this was shockingly high for something that should be in everyone's collective interest.
One of the things that I always appreciate about you, Congressman Garcia, is that you keep track of the stuff that's going on here in California. And what's different than what's happening and maybe gives you a little bit of hope on the national level is that you did have some Democrats come along and vote with you on this. Just a couple of weeks ago in California, in the state legislature, Republicans there, you know, the 18 of them, forced a vote to try to get people on record. And these were Democrat written bills that even Democrats didn't support because they are just so set on not putting anybody in jail.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo, who represents about half of my district at the assembly level in Sacramento. She's not supporting these fentanyl initiatives in Sacramento, and she clearly hasn't been meeting the parents. You know, I met with several, almost a dozen families who have lost their kids. Jaime Huerta, whose son Daniel Huerta was 17 years old, and he was poisoned taking a pill that he didn't know was made with fentanyl. And so to have elected officials like Pilar Schiavo, the assemblywoman for our area, not truly backing these fentanyl initiatives it's not just disappointing. It's actually scary. And this is why we've got to pay attention to these votes. And at all levels of government, something as evil as fentanyl and the dealers and the cartels need to be addressed by the federal, state, local levels. If we don't all do it in concert, we don't win. And this is why this matters.
Congressman Mike Garcia. Oh, go ahead, Grant.
No, that's all. Yeah, we're out of time. So I appreciate you, Congressman, as always. It's good having you on.
Thanks, guys. Hey, on DeSantis, he either started 1 year late or 4 years early, and that's not how you want to start.
I didn't want to put you on the spot, but what did you think of the rollout yesterday? Since you brought it up, give it to us.
Those aren't the headlines you want to launch with, and like I said, he should have started a year ago if he really wanted this job, or he starts 4 years from now, but you know, this we'll see. There's a lot of time on the clock, but he's got a real math problem here.
He's like a steak that needs extra charring. I think that's just, you know, we're cooking him a little bit longer. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Congressman Mike, marinating.
Yeah, exactly. More marination would be good. Congressman Mike Garcia, thanks so much for being with us. Give him a follow at Rep Mike Garcia. And remember, he represents California's 27th congressional district. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you guys. Take care.
Thank you. All right. As we continue, when you are young, your immune system is strong. It defends you. But as you get older, you beat yourself up. You know it. You've got the coffee, the alcohol, the fast food, the stress. Maybe you don't get enough sleep. That makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you and it can win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system. But now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. What you'll notice is less joint discomfort, Heartburn is no longer a problem, and you'll start to feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day, and I've heard from some of you using the product that you are enjoying the effects of Balance 7. Right now, you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well, and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Jennifer, 800-793-9039, or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. 800-793-9039, code word Jennifer, and tune into Health Breakthroughs with Balance 7 every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on AM 870. The Answer, 800-793-9039, code word Jennifer. Is recycling actually bad for the environment? As your Thursday morning answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I'm kind of old-fashioned. I respect the gender roles. I mean, okay. I don't like to carry a man around on my back is what I'm saying, you know?
Well, okay. What are you doing here on this program?
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us. Thursday edition of The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
It's very true.
Is it?
I lean on you hard on this program.
You know, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend.
Will you help me carry on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, get this. You want to talk about the scams of all scams?
Yeah.
There's a new study out that indicates that recycling is actually bad for the environment.
I've been saying this for years.
All of the sorting of trash, all of that responsibility.
Yeah.
Down the tubes because climate activists, they've said, hey, you got to recycle. But it's actually plastic recycling that's polluting the water and the air, according to a new study that is a peer-reviewed study led by Arena Brown, who is a plastics scientist.
I just want to know who names her kid Arena.
E-R-I-N-A. Actually, it's kind of pretty. They're like Arena, like Arena is basic. Maybe it's
so that's
Arena.
That's Irina.
Irina would be
you
with an
You said it like the crypto arena.
Arena?
That's what you just said. You just said Arena.
Well,
Brown.
How would you say Arena?
I'd say Irina.
With an E?
Irina.
But it's not I-R-I-N-A.
Oh, you said it was.
No, it's E-R-I-N-A. Like
That's a
Arena.
Ridiculous name. Okay, but anyway, we move on.
Not bad. So she's a plastic scientist at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, this is one of the most premier plastic science programs
gosh.
In America.
I'm telling you.
Or the world.
Do you see a lot of plastic in Scotland? Nope.
She's a plastic scientist.
They found that up to 13% of recycled plastics become microplastics, which are tiny particles smaller than 5 millimeters that pollute air and water. If wash water from recycling plants is not filtered, Brown and her team studied wastewater, which is super fun, at a mixed plastics recycling facility in the UK and found it could produce up to 6.5 million pounds of microplastic per year. And
so
you hear
you
about the
that?
Microplastics. That's bad for human beings and animals and the whole deal.
The microplastics.
Yeah, little teeny tiny plastics.
The only plastic scientists I know, they work on women's chests. Those plastic scientists.
Why? I mean, I just don't understand. Why do you have a need to like always push it there?
Because it cracks me up.
It
does crack me up.
I feel like now that Wyatt's in eighth grade, his sense of humor has actually evolved past yours.
Oh, let me tell you something. His sense of humor is right there with mine.
Yeah, I bet. Seventh, eighth graders. It's all the same. All right. Would you like to talk about Ron DeSantis or Hunter Biden? Your choice.
I'm sick of talking about Ron DeSantis.
Okay. Hunter Biden then. How about that?
Because we're not sick of talking about Hunter Biden either, right?
Never.
But you think he's one of the most famous men in America?
Hunter Biden? I think Hunter Biden, truly, as much as I've watched him, he looks like every other train wreck in Los Angeles. If he walked past me on the street, I may not say that's Hunter Biden. Because he looks like every other, like, wannabe kind of...
Train wreck. Like trust fund,
yeah,
train
you know
wreck
who I'm talking
kid.
About. Like the guy who thought he was going to be an actor, but instead he just drinks
Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin sort of is more of a Fabio type.
Yeah. Don't knock Fabio. He's a friend of mine. I like him.
He got hit in the face with a bird once. That was rough. Rough.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever see that?
No.
He was riding a roller coaster. His face smacked into like a pigeon.
God. My ex-wife's friend.
I don't know why that makes
him.
That makes me so happy. You don't understand. Like, I'm glad he didn't get hurt. Like, I mean, he was hurt. He was bleeding profusely from the nose. But I mean, nothing like serious happened to him. He's still flipping Fabio, for crying out loud. He's on the cover of every romance novel. But bam, nose to the rear end of a pigeon.
I should have him on the podcast.
Let's have him on the program. I'd love to ask him.
No,
about
I said
it.
Podcast.
Hunter Biden was scheduled to meet with the Alibaba Group.
Okay.
The co-founder of that is Jack Ma and other Alibaba executives in 2016 as part of a week-long China trip, to find potential investors for a movie production venture Hunter and his business partner signed an agreement on.
It's called My Son Hunter.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, maybe. So this is according to some emails from guess where? Oh, the old laptop. Among the Chinese investors that Hunter pursued were multiple Chinese businesses and their executives with high-level ties to the CCP. Here's something that you may not know. Everybody that claims to be a successful Chinese business has ties to the CCP. There aren't like independent companies in China that are allowed to prosper without ties to the CCP.
And if there are, they're usually exiled, arrested, or killed.
And there you go. Now, they say that Hunter's plunge into the movie business originated with a meeting April 2014, when his business partner, Jimmy Bulger, introduced him to George Hsieh.
Jimmy Bulger? Was this the guy from the Boston Mafia?
Yeah, James Jimmy Bulger. That's not Whitey. I mean,
is he any related? It would be par for the
Why
course.
Why do you ask these questions? I don't know.
It would make sense, wouldn't it?
His business partner, Mr. Whitey Bulger, yeah. Introduced him to George Tsai, a pro-China lawmaker in Taiwan, according to emails from the abandoned laptop. He says, I'm seeing you tomorrow to introduce you.
To Paul Castellano.
Oh, and by the way, he was the nephew of Whitey Bulger. Yes,
well, there
he
you
was.
Go. See, I told you.
There you go. This guy stinks. That's all I'm going to tell you. We read these stories every day, these Hunter Biden stories. The guy stinks.
Yeah, he does.
You know where there's an old Sunland saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
That applies to this.
You know who's the first guy that wrote that? A fireman. He came up with that.
Prolific, by the way.
Yep.
All right. As we continue, Ron DeSantis. Officially in the race.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay,
next.
Fine. You want
to
talk?
We have to. I mean, I'm done with Ron DeSantis.
Well, we just
Who cares?
Have so much audio. All right, we're done. Okay, we're done. Ron DeSantis, guys, is officially in the presidential race.
Next, something real fun.
You want something real fun?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. How about zero bail policy reinstated?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Yahoo News.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to, there's a weird news section.
All right.
And I'm going to run through for you. Weird news of the day.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Deal.
Because this is going to be fun.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, this is what I tell my son. You're going to have fun, and you're going to like it.
As your Thursday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I want everybody to go home.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Thursday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn. So Grant had an idea. He said, you know, tired of all this sad news. We gotta have a little fun. And so he has come up with some oddball headlines.
Yes, I've come up with some oddball headlines. And I thought I was going to run the segment. Then Jen says, I want to do dueling headlines because I have to take some control.
No. And so here's the thing. Well, I found funny ones. I want you to be empowered. So my friends, here we go. Grant Stinchfield's oddball headline.
Here is the first one. Something fishy is going on in the state of Ohio. Two anglers have been caught cheating in a fishing tournament, and they have been sentenced to 10 days in jail for cheating in this fishing tournament. Also fined $2,500 each and forced to forfeit the $130,000 boat they used during the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament in September of 2022.
Let's say it's about a six.
going to jail for cheating in a fishing tournament?
I know. In California, you can murder somebody. You could stab a bus driver. And you're like, okay, we'll see you later.
All right. How about this one?
Oh, it's good.
An elderly man here in the United States has been charged with the theft nearly 20 years ago.
Uh-oh.
This cold case of red slippers that Judy Garland wore in the classic film The Wizard of Oz.
He took Dorothy's shoes?
He took Dorothy's shoes.
Okay, that's a crime.
Uh-oh.
That is a crime.
Right? They were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum.
That's a thing. I thought they were in the Smithsonian. I could have sworn I saw those shoes there.
She might have had more than one pair, but this is Judy Garland's Museum, Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Okay. Can you imagine who's going to that museum?
Some wrecks are going in there.
When I was in Memphis, you know, I went to the Elvis Museum and that was
awesome though.
It was great.
It's called Graceland.
Graceland.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how many 60-something-year-old women were there.
Oh, and still excited about Elvis.
Oh, excited about it. I got the craziest Elvis shirt I could find.
Uh-huh.
And I wear it all the time.
Did you get one of the TCB lightning bolt necklaces? Because they sell those all over the place.
I did not get one of those.
That gift shop. I think, and this is very sad, when my grandmother, who I just moved, you know, I bought her house. When I moved in, she'd given me her jewelry box. And she'd have a lot. They were meager, you know, people. But she, inside of it, had a lightning bolt necklace that said TCB. And I went, oh, my God, I bet I gave that to her when I was like six after my trip to Graceland. And she probably tucked that thing so far back in her jewelry box.
Yeah,
she
never
had to look at it. It was awful. Awful.
Listen to this. You were right, Jen.
Tell me.
So it said at the time of the theft, the shoes were insured for $1 million. But their current value is around $3.5 million. Who's paying $3.5 million for those?
They're iconic, though. That's like one of it's one of my favorite movies. I mean, just looking at the way they were able to colorize it and just, it was a cool, I mean, it's a great movie.
I think $1,500 is a lot for Valentino heels. Yeah,
but these are Dorothy's heels.
I guess. Okay. So when the slippers were recovered in 2018, they were authenticated by the Smithsonian Institute's National Museum of American History.
I knew it was there. I've been
which
there.
Has another of the four genuine pairs. So there were four pairs of these.
Look at that. See, your girl knows some stuff.
You do.
Do you want to know a little secret about me? I've admitted so much today that I used to dance to Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, and Tina Turner.
Sure.
But also as a kid, I would not wear tennis shoes because I thought they were awful. Still kind of do. I would only wear, I would call them clomp-clomp heels because I wanted them to, like, click. Like, I wanted, like, big girl shoes, you know?
Clomp-clomp heels.
I wanted high heels, Grant, when I was, like, four. And I would only wear heels. And do you know how hard it is to find heels for a four-year-old? It's not like today where you could go to Target and buy, like, a transgender bathing suit.
Right.
So I got, like, I had these replica Dorothy shoes, I swear, and I would wear them everywhere. They were red patent leather with a bow, and they had a little heel on them. And I wore those shoes everywhere.
Well, you love them. You love
those
shoes.
Loved them. So I liked seeing Dorothy's shoes. All right, what else you got?
All right, I got, and then after this, you can give, you said you picked some, so. Oh, yeah, this is my oddball news.
I know.
It's time now for oddball news. So when I did Afternoon Drive in Dallas, I used to do the last segment of the show was oddball news.
Here we go. I like this.
And this is the theme song we played.
Yeah.
So I love it.
All right. Give it to me. Make this one the best one.
Do you like Hot Pockets?
I love a Hot Pocket.
All right. Most people love Hot Pockets. This guy in Kentucky, he loved Hot Pockets so much, he shot his roommate because he ate the last Hot Pocket.
I can understand it sometimes. You're hangry. You just got to have the last one. Now, I would only shoot someone over the pepperoni pizza one. I know they have like the ham and cheese and stuff. Nobody needs that. Or like the broccoli one.
But you would think that this would be like a 19 or 20-year-old.
It's an old dude.
64 years old.
I saw a picture of this guy earlier. He's got like, does he have like a grizzly gray beard or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
he does.
Was hungry. He was hungry.
And he looks like he's capable of this.
He does. Like he was just waiting for the opportunity. He's like, well, the dude stole my Hot Pockets.
Thankfully, the injuries are non-life-threatening, and his bond was set at just $7,500 in the liberal Louisville, Kentucky.
That's my favorite one. You saved the best one for last.
All right. Now it's your turn. Jen Horn's Oddball News.
Oh, you really want that? Okay.
Yeah,
should we start with this one? Okay. Deputies made a peculiar discovery after a required body scan of an arrestee revealed a foreign object in his...
In his what?
In his rear end. They found a pair of scissors.
In his rear end?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Scissors found. This is the headline. Scissors found inside arrested man's rear end after body scan, according to deputies.
Wow.
That really gets to the point, doesn't it?
It does.
All right. Here locally, a horse was on the loose in the streets of Burbank. A horse was seen running through yards. A cop actually, this was heroic. A horse spooked, sprinting through Burbank streets. Gave spectators quite the sight, according to Burbank police officers. Went out Tuesday to Riverside Drive in Mariposa after receiving reports of a horse on the loose. That's a horse on the loose! A woman told police the animal was frantically running down the street with the saddle attached, leading her to believe she belonged to somebody, because this woman's a brainiac. The horse's owner was located. The cop was able to jump on the horse, save it, and ride it back to its owners. That is a hero, Burbank PD. Excellent job.
Great job. Did you hear this woman about she got all mad on the airplane because the woman next to her was changing her baby's diaper on the tray.
One of those ladies.
On the tray of the
okay, that's disgusting. I would be, you know what?
She said, can you please go to the bathroom and do that?
Yeah. And people use those trays to eat, lady.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
She's changing a diaper on it.
People do all kinds of things on airplanes that should just not be allowed in life.
The woman who complained said she's a very nauseous flyer. She took a Dramamine ahead of time.
Oh, so she was drugged. Perfect.
She did the best to get some sleep, but then this mom keeps changing the baby's diaper sitting next to her on the tray table.
I'd be like, have you ever flown before, ma'am? Madam? I mean, I don't know what else you're supposed to do, because those airplane bathrooms are not exactly spacious. Yeah. There's not room for a diaper tray.
Oddball news.
I think we can make this work. You want to do it once a week?
Yeah, we can do it once a week. Every Thursday, we're going to do Oddball News.
And you can send in your stories, by the way.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
At AM870 The Answer on Twitter and Facebook. At AM590 The Answer on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to mark those oddball stories, get it. Or you can leave them on our machine. What's the number, Dan? We'll tell you tomorrow.
What is the number? The answering machine number.
You got it?
877-590-5843.
877-590-5843. You can send in your oddball stories. All right. Yeah. Hey, we got to go. Make it a great Thursday. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.